I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company opens their 2009-2010 season with a production of Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee's dramatization of the 1925 Scopes trial, Inherit the Wind. Our guests are two of the actors come down from Chicago, veterans Ernest Perry Jr. and Danny Goldring. Ernest, tell us the name of the character you're playing.
Colonel Matthew Harrison Brady. Thank you very much for extending the invitation.
And he's based on the historical figure?
William Jennings Bryan.
The silver-tongued orator of the Platte.
Indeed.
Tell us a little bit about playing this character.
Well, first of all, we have to go back in time to 1925, and here's an individual who unsuccessfully tried to become president of the United States on three different occasions. And it put me in the mind of someone I was familiar with in my childhood, Adlai E. Stevenson, who ran twice against Dwight Eisenhower. And so I started with him because that was closer to something I could have access to right away, and just work my way back to 1925 and tried to imagine what it was like for a gentleman to run for president, not once, not twice, but the third time's a charm. And it wasn't for him.
Can you give us a few of the great lines that you get to do in this play?
Well, one of the lines that impresses me is his little tete-a-tete with Mr. Drummond, Colonel Drummond. I know what you can do to a jury. Twist and tangle them. Nobody's forgotten the Endicott publishing case, where you made the jury think the obscenity was in their own minds, not on the printed page. It was immoral what you did to that jury, tricking them. Judgment by confusion. Think you can get away with it here?
And, of course, we'll have to come to find out whether he gets away with it or not.
Right.
Our second guest is Danny Goldring. And Danny gets a chance to play the opposite person, a person based on the great labor attorney Clarence Darrow, a defender in the Scopes trial. Danny, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I asked Ernest a little bit about where he found his character, and I'm curious about how you did it.
Well, my character I sort of find as I go along. I think I just have to meet the challenge that's in front of me. And in this particular case, it's a challenge of people that want to change the Constitution and have everything that they say be the law of the land.
Okay, I'm with you there, but I'm not quite sure that I see a character emerging from this.
Well, you'll have to come and see our show to see the character coming from. He's been haunting courthouses for a long time, fighting for justice. And I think one of the things that Mr. Drummond does, he sort of likes to confuse his opponents, but then he'll come right at you with something that's right out of the Constitution. He says, I want to have people thinking for themselves. I don't want to be told what to think.
Can you give us perhaps an example of how this comes out?
There's in answer to what Colonel Brady said earlier, Mr. Drummond replies, is, all I want is to prevent the clock stoppers from dumping a load of medieval nonsense into the Constitution of the United States. And the sound you're hearing is the sound of all these clock stoppers actually thinking.
We've been talking with Danny Goldring and Ernest Perry Jr., two of the actors in the Cardinal Stage production of Inherit the Wind. First performance this Wednesday, then continues with Thursday through Saturday evening performances at 7:30, 2 o'clock matinees on Saturdays and Sundays, through September 20th at the John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.